A wooden boat sails out of Port Townsend on a pleasant summer morning. Wendy Hinman and her husband, Garth Wilcox, are headed south down the coast. Eventually, they plan to turn west all the way across the Pacific, where they will do some island hopping. It will be a long vacation, but they have no idea just how long it will actually turn out to be. 7 years later, after sailing 34,000 miles and setting foot in 19 different countries, Wendy and Garth finally returned. Their tragedies and comedies, their moments of exhilaration, and their brushes with death are all preserved in the pages of a book called Tightwads on the Loose, A 7-Year Pacific Odyssey. Wendy Hinman kept notes throughout their voyage, and her newly released book is available now at the Chandlery at the Northwest Maritime Center. That's where we talked with Wendy, sitting just a matter of yards away from where she and her husband sailed out of Port Hudson 12 years ago. You went on a 31-foot boat to sail all around the Pacific 4 years. My first question is, why?
Well, part of it was insanity, but I guess it was a little bit of an adventuresome spirit. My husband had sailed around the world as a kid, and so he kind of had it in his blood. He sailed from 13 to 18 around the world, and my father had always wanted to go sailing. And so I kind of grew up with this idea planted in my mind. We had all these great books aboard called Adrift and Survive the Savage Sea and, you know, all these disaster books. And that probably explains why my mom was not interested. But I thought it sounded fantastic and really exciting. And we sailed in the Greek Isles on our honeymoon and just really worked well together as a team. We raced for a lot of years. And then we hit this point where we just said, you know, it's time to go do something different, some interesting adventure. We'd been steadily paying our house off since we bought it, and with the idea that we'd have some kind of financial freedom later to do something. And it seemed natural to do a waterborne adventure because we're both sailors and we're both interested in that adventure. And we just started looking for boats, and the boat that really looked like good quality turned out to be 31 feet. And my husband said, oh, this is big enough. And I said, but you actually can't stand up straight. Are you sure? And he said, oh, yeah, it'll be fine. And so we thought we were just going to go for a couple of years. And we just kept having fun. Our theme was, well, we're going to go for as long as we're having fun. And we just kept having fun. And we kept going and going and going. That's not to say it was always easier, that we didn't have a few misadventures along the way. But it was a really exciting life. And one thing that we learned was that sometimes the hardest things are the most satisfying things, because it takes so much to overcome the obstacles. The high that you get when you're done is so much more powerful because it was hard to do what you did. And we dealt with, you know, typhoons, and we dealt with electronic meltdowns, and we dealt with incredible heat and ships and some close encounters. Sometimes when we thought we were going to lose the boat, you know, on a reef and or to a ship in the middle of the North Pacific. But we really felt quite alive because we were fighting for our survival pretty regularly.
What was the scariest moment of those 7 years? Is there anything that stands out?
There were quite a few scary moments. One that really sticks out in my mind is in the North Pacific. We sailed 46 days across the North Pacific. But at day 20, roughly, there was heavy fog, and we could almost barely see the bow. I mean, it was really, really fogged in. And this orange ship just appeared out of the murk with very little time for me to react. I didn't have my radio near me. We turned it off because, you know, there'd been nobody to talk to forever.
I'm assuming a large ship.
A very large ship, and he appeared and disappeared out of the fog a number of times while I was watching him, and I just didn't really have enough time to react. And I thought, oh boy, this is it. This is how it all ends, you know. And but we were able to raise him on the radio and get him to recognize us and shift course before it was too late.
I would imagine there was some sublime moments, too. Sometimes when you looked around you and said, this is amazing. Can you recall some of those?
Oh, quite a few. We saw a whole pod of dolphins herding a bunch of fish while we were in the Sea of Cortez. And we were just sitting there in our little flat-bottomed inflatable dinghy and watched them work together to herd this fish. We saw a lot of dolphins frolicking on our bow, and we saw a lot of whales and turtles and albatross and sea snakes and quite a bit of sea life. And then some beautiful tropical water, just like the pictures say, and some stunning sunsets that make us just so aware of how lucky we were to be able to go do this.
You spent 7 years sailing all around the Pacific. What are you doing now, and are there any plans to do something like this again, another adventure?
Right now, predominantly what I'm doing is promoting my book, which has just come out not long ago. And then we are planning another trip. The question is whether we're going to go on a boat of Garth's own design that we will build together, or whether it will be something we just buy and go. The one thing we are sure about is that Garth wants to be able to stand up this time on the boat.
He's a large man, I understand.
Yes, he's a bit bigger than I am, and he does not want to look like Quasimodo when he's done with this. So he's decided that that's, you know, kind of an important criteria.
But where? Where would you go?
We're talking about doing what we call the canal tour, which is the canals of Chile and then up to the canals of Europe. Mm-hmm. We're both big history fans, and exploring the history of Europe is pretty fascinating to us. On this journey, we explored quite a bit of World War II history in the Pacific, and exploring the rich history of Europe, I think, would be fascinating.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing this is not your first time to Port Townsend. You have some history here, some connections here?
This is where we left from, and this is where we came back to, and it's a big favorite place of ours. We come to the Wooden Boat Festival every year, and I was fortunate enough to be able to present at the Wooden Boat Festival this past season, and probably will present again at the symposium in the spring. So it's a big part of our tradition. Our boat was wood, and I love the wooden boat tradition, and the next boat that we're talking about going on is a wood boat.
Well, thank you, Wendy Hinman, and good luck with the book. And the title again is?
Tightwads on the Loose, A 7-Year Pacific Odyssey. And it's available here in the Chandlery and also available lots of other places and independent bookstores and online.
David Cunningham, KPTZ News. This week's KPTZ Compass was written and produced by David Cunningham and Steve Evans. The Compass airs Mondays at noon, Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Wednesdays at 10 a.m., and Saturdays at noon. Exclusively here on KPTZ, the home of eclectic, authentic community radio. For the news team here at KPTZ, 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, I'm David Cunningham.